Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Assurin, Inc., a global provider of risk management solutions specializing in insurance products and services across a range of industries, including housing, lifestyle, and financial services. Assurin is known for its innovative insurance offerings, customer-centric approach, and strong financial performance. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the insurance sector. Let's dive in.
Assurin has built a strong presence in the risk management and insurance industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and risk management strategies?
Risk aversion is a key factor in assurance decision-making, especially in product development and risk management strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial losses, such as focusing on established insurance products and markets, rather than taking risks on new or innovative offerings that could disrupt their traditional business model. While this focus on minimizing risk helps protect the company's financial stability and ensures consistent performance, it may also limit assurance ability to capitalize on emerging opportunities in the insurance sector, such as digital insurance platforms or new forms of risk management services. Status quo bias is another important consideration, where Assurin might be inclined to maintain their traditional product lines and business practices, even when market conditions suggest the need for innovation and adaptation.
This focus on maintaining established practices and minimizing risk has helped Assurin build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and reliability in the insurance sector.
Exactly. Assurin's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the insurance industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new products and markets to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in a sector that is increasingly influenced by technological advancements and changing consumer needs.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Assurin, Inc. As a global insurance provider with a diverse customer base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Assurin, given their role in providing insurance solutions that cater to a wide range of consumers and businesses across different markets. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive insurance products. A diverse workforce can help Assurin better understand the unique needs and preferences of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and relevant product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like insurance, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Assurin not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible risk management. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Assurin operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving insurance market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Assurance ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the insurance sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with expanding into new product lines and markets. Risk aversion might make Assurant more inclined to focus on their established insurance products and services, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation, regulatory changes, and the demand for personalized insurance solutions. Status quo bias might drive them to maintain traditional risk management practices, but they must also be flexible in adapting to new trends such as the growing demand for cyber insurance or the integration of AI in underwriting processes.
This adaptability is key for Assurant, especially as they face competition from both traditional insurers and newer, more innovative insurtech companies. Their ability to innovate while maintaining strong risk management practices is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Assurant's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established products and services, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing consumer expectations.
Now, let's compare Assurant, Inc. to other companies in the insurance sector like Aflac, MetLife, and Prudential Financial. How do Assurant's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Assurant's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the insurance sector, such as Aflac, MetLife, and Prudential Financial, particularly in their approach to product development, risk management, and market adaptation. Assurant's emphasis on providing specialized insurance products, such as mobile device protection and extended warranties, appeals to investors looking for niche market opportunities in the insurance sector. Aflac, known for its focus on supplemental insurance, appeals to those interested in growth through targeted consumer products. MetLife, with its strong focus on life insurance and employee benefits, offers a more comprehensive approach to insurance solutions. While Prudential Financial's emphasis on investment management and retirement planning positions it as a leader in the broader financial services market. Assurant's focus on balancing specialized insurance offerings with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused. And unlike MetLife or Prudential Financial, which have a broader focus on life insurance and financial services, Assurant's strength lies in its ability to maintain a strong position in specialized insurance markets, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base. Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Assurant, the focus on specialized products and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the insurance sector.
To sum up, Assurant, Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Assurant's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.